Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be tuned in consistently, and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, to be ever more disciplined, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are, is this point of the presence of the Absolute. The earth always gives back more than what we can put forward, and we have to learn how to be as life is. And the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, and we can all remember when we were children. We can remember the love that we had for those who are our parents, our siblings, our caretakers and whatnot, and to realize that time is moving very swiftly. And we are still children of eternity, but the reality for us is realizing that we come and we'll go. And in the meantime, it should not take us all of our lives to get over the drama, the trauma, the adulteration, and the things that happened during our childhood. So we have to kind of really get to a place and space where in our now moment, we are truly committed to the lineages that we represent. For children are the promise of the continuation of the lineages, but because we have been impacted and affected by an initiative that did not have our exaltation, our perpetuation, our continuance in existence at heart, then we've got to realize that many of us have had to fight to be here. We've had to fight to stay here, and now we have to surrender to the laws that govern us in order to live and to live our best lives. To be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we are standing and living in the exaltation of life as the promise and the fulfillment of destiny. We have so much speculation as to what this new normal is, and I'm saying that the intelligence of existence has not shifted or changed at all. The sun is still blazing, the world is still turning, everything is still greening and growing, and we're in the cycles of life. But to be fully committed to the exaltation of a full life's urge is what we should be doing, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of what our foundation and our beginnings were. Regardless of what is going on, we are having the opportunity to truly take responsibility for what we care to see and what we care to create in our lives, particularly as a community of people, as a global community. And we realize that there is one real eye that truly sees through every eye. And it has set the precedent for the continuation of itself, the consistent unfoldment. To realize that whatever men do, the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it will continue to unfold and expand in exalting a full effort in its own continuation that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are these points of eternity. And coming to that place and space where we realize duty, obligation, and responsibility and perpetuation of the lineages that we represent, that we, as these points of the presence of this Absolute, should be securing the continuation of our lineages, the exaltation of our lineages, to realize that even though many of us are mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, and some may be great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, that the responsibility that we have in securing destiny, the responsibility that we have in protecting our children is great, particularly now. The socialization within the culture that we have come into, been impacted and affected by, has put us in a place and space where there has been illness, that has been foundational. Spiritual, mental, physical, emotional illness. And in order for us to really thrive now, we have to be about the healing. And in order to really heal, we have to really be about the clearing and the cleansing, the taking the time to come to a point and place where we are able to really forgive the drama, forgive the trauma, forgive the abuses that we may have experienced in our childhood, and to come to a point and place where we forgive ourselves for the perpetuation of that which we ourselves have dealt with. There's a saying that hurt people hurt people, and there's a lot of hurting people. And so as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent to the degree to which we will take responsibility for our healing and take responsibility for setting the proper orientation for the sacredness of life, the divinity of life, and the sacredness of childhood. Being a child in this world means that you'd have to be some of the most dynamic spirits to ever come across this planet. Why? Because that is the progression. That is the will of existence, that each generation become more dynamic than the previous one. And in the context of where we are as a society, as a global reality, then these spirits that are coming forward now, these young ones and whatnot, we need to make sure that they have as much love and as much conscious cultivation and acknowledgement of the divinity of their being, so that we do not traumatize them. I've been in situations with people and see that everyone has scars from their childhood, and we have done very well to transcend them, transform them, transmute them into that which has allowed us to be better, allowed us to be in a place and space where the path that we're walking upon as maturing ones is still so absolutely blessed and divine. And we give thanks that our parentage, the intelligence of existence, that which we refer to as Mother, Father, Creator, God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jah, Allah, whatever we may refer to it as, having the sensibility to really humble ourselves and to open our hearts and our minds to the reality that there are those who are seeing to our betterment, if we would reach for it. And so I, over the past couple of weeks, you know, exalted the divinity of woman and womanhood and last strength, manhood and fatherhood, and now dealing with the reality of the sacredness of what childhood should be. And it is as children that we should really be learning the disciplines of life, that which really secures our foundation, that gives us the capacity to truly grow and to unfold in the light of the ones that we actually are. To learn how to be, is the responsibility of parenting, teaching, showing, exemplifying the discipline, the order, the patience, the striving, the seeking, the application towards development of our talents. Many of us, as we were growing up, we had the opportunity to have music lessons and performing arts. And, you know, we were under a whole nother reality of responsibility in developing as children. And so now we are all benefited by all of the disciplines that so many ones who become musicians and lyricists and poets and authors and actors and whatnot. It all is about the development of our talents, Because the talent is the area through which the Creator, the intelligence of existence, can shine forward through us. And our talents lay foundation for how it is we are able to create value and bring substance into our lives and in our contribution to the world. And for those who don't know what their talents are, it's only because of the cellular oppression that has taken place as a result of the standard American diet that we've been given. But even at this point, to really be about the clearing and the cleansing of the body and the transformation from just being a spirit in the body to being the living God and goddess that dwells and has been completely re-enthroned in your temple is a progression. When I deal with children and have dealt with children over the years, I say to them that there are four prerequisites for getting out of childhood alive. And it constitutes how we all will always be accountable for doing what we're asked to do, doing what we're told to do, not doing what we're told not to do, and learning how to be as helpful as possible. That these are four things, the prerequisites for getting out of childhood alive, are certain things that many have not really gotten. And so they never really truly mature. And so for those of you who are having the responsibility of cultivating children in this now moment, then understand the precedent that we have to set for the true discipline of learning how to be in the world. And to consciously sow the seeds for the care and the conscientiousness that children should have growing up so that they grow up to be the true progression of the lineage. There are so many ones who are the last of their line living now. So many ones who are scarred by the loss of family members. So many ones who are grieving in this now moment. And so the only consolation we can truly have is to really allow ourselves to bathe in the love that they gave us. And even in the disciplining, there was still love that was there. And so, as we see the progression of sickness, illness, and disease as a result of the seeds that have been sown, we are still in progression. And that's why I am always exalting the responsibility that we have to really commit to living, to recommit and commit and recommit and recommit and commit and commit and recommit and commit and recommit and commit and recommit, because it's like breathing. Just because we took a breath last week doesn't mean that we didn't keep breathing. It's the same thing in terms of the commitment. The intelligence of existence is completely committed to us in the blazing of the sun, the spinning of the world, and the beating of our hearts, and the breath that we take, and our being in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we are living to glorify and honor the lineages that we represent, that we are living to really be a part of the progression of us as a global humanity, that we are living to be victorious and triumph over all circumstances and situations, that we are living to be properly oriented in the reality of being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we will take it as our duty, obligation, and responsibility to grow ourselves, to really cultivate the sacred and divine core of divinity that is our absolute truth. And to know that as we do that for ourselves, then it gives us the opportunity to add more beauty into the life itself, to be in a place and space where our lives are the inspiration for other ones to grow into greater degrees of their own God and Goddesshood selves. That in this now moment, it is our time to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence as the children of eternity. To be able to truly understand the phenomenalness, the miraculousness, the beauty of what it is to just be. And to not allow anything or anybody to taint our world for us. To be in a place and space where we are truly, properly oriented in the reality of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that which we refer to as Father, Mother, Creator, the Most High, whatever we may refer to this divine and absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that is the foundation and causation of existence itself. That has to be our orientation right now, because there are those ones who have been sowing the seeds for the divisiveness that has caused so much trauma in our lives as a result of our being divided within ourselves, being under cellular oppression as a result of the diet that we have been partaking of. And when you look at the word diet, D-I-E, and the T that is symbol of the cross that's on the tombstones, then realize that we have all opportunity in this now moment to get over it, to be in a place where we can be completely cleared and cleansed from it, to be in a mindset where it truly matters to us to be triumphant. And as these times require us to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in a place and space where we are consciously caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are standing with life, standing within love, standing harmonized within the laws that govern us, so that we have leverage over the lawlessness. That we are stepping off the path of adulteration, where we are tainted by the shame, the game, the guilt, the blame, and all of that, and taking full responsibility for bringing light and being light in the world. To realize that that's what duty, obligation, and responsibility is, these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence as children of eternity, to come to a point and place where we realize that we are responsible for the consistent and continuous unfoldment, the exaltation of life, the perpetuation of life, and the progression of who we are as a global humanity, as these points and parts of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that the finality is the infinity. The finality is the eternity. The finality is the endlessness, the consistent and continuous exaltation, and the winning of life and the living who are completely committed to living in the light of the truth of the all that we are. As these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, which nothing and no one can have victory over, because we are all these points of it. And there is purpose in existence in the exaltation of that, in the harmonization with that, to be in a place and space where we are truly unfolding and maturing on the path of conscious immortality. To be under a system that is a death culture is a detriment to everything and everybody. But to be in a place where we can be in the world and not of it, to be in a place and space where we can transcend the thought of it and being influenced by the greater inner urge for not just survival, but the harmonization and surrender to the absolute truth and the absolute reality. That's why we were told to know the truth, and the truth would set us free. the truth of the divinity of existence, the miraculousness of life, the reality that we are having the opportunity to be co-creators in existence and to take responsibility for creating and bringing forward the greatness of the ones that we actually are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. And to be supremely present and to be integritous with this presence in the exaltation of love and creating the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these points of this presence. Our now moment requires that we set a new precedent for who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that none of us can be authorized, licensed, certified, degreed to be undermining ourselves or to be in a place and space where we can just manage disease, that we can be employed by the death culture and then survive it. And so for those ones who are on a world-conquering rampage, for those ones who have invested so much of the currency, the paper currency that has been generated through their ideas and whatnot that we have all partaken of, and then they have an objective and an agenda for depopulation and genocide. For those ones who have invested so heavily into the death cultures, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the enslavement, the incarceration, the prison industrial complex, the military industrial complex, just to understand that we have participated and contributed to these things, and where we have been permeated and penetrated by these things within our own body temples, that we are now having the opportunity to separate ourselves by liberating ourselves, by clearing and cleansing, by exalting a full effort and a full commitment to live for the honor and the glorification of life, to become the true vehicles and vessels of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, to be in a place and space where we are reversing any issues that may have crystallized in our tissues as any dis-ease state from AIDS to zits, to know that we're in a now moment where we get what we ask for and apply ourselves to. And we give thanks that the ingenuity, the genius, the intelligence of existence has gifted us the capacity to always triumph over any circumstance and situation, that everything can work towards our greater good because it allows us to go deeper in the effort to exalt a full living, a full effort in our living. But we cannot continue to undermine ourselves and undermine our children and undermine our lineages and be a detriment to ourselves and be a detriment to our children and be a detriment to anything and anybody and survive it. And to think that death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human is to have, say, drank the Kool-Aid, put yourselves in a position where you have been following the distortion, because we are already immersed in eternity. We did not come up out the earth. We've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by this divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And we're immersed in nothing but the divinity of existence. And right now, we are being called to remember that life is school, and to master this realm requires the care to master ourselves and to cleanse ourselves, to consecrate these bodies through the purification as the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that is our absolute reality. So the desire to be whole, the desire to be cleansed, to be healed, the desire to walk the exalted walk and path, the desire to be victorious and triumphant over situations and circumstances, the desire to be harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and to serve the purposes of that which we refer to as the intelligence of existence, the creator of all, the absolute and supreme being. This is where we get leverage over any and all efforts to have us discontinued, to have us in a place and space where we are submitting and surrendering to the darkness, to the wickedness, to the sinfulness, to the violation and the violence, to the sickness, the illness, disease, and the death. It is our now time to claim our victory as the children of eternity, caring to be all we were born to be, vivid in full self-expression as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be supremely intelligent in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge on a daily basis, thinking the thought and doing that which facilitates our oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, cleansing, purification, opening up all channels of elimination, and truly nourishing and cultivating the divinity of our beings so that we are serving life and love and honoring the laws that govern our continuance in existence as the children of eternity. You're in tuned to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. It's necessary for us to be reminded that we are being influenced by an objective and an agenda of depopulation and genocide. We have always been under the influences of those ones. We did not realize it. And I must address it and speak to it because the intention is divisiveness. The intention in the social distancing and whatnot, and putting us in a place where everything is recorded now. Everything is on Zoom or otherwise other methods, but we're not gathering. And we've yet to really understand the power that we have when we are of one mind, one heart, one spirit, that is light, that is God. And that's what the whole initiative has been, to divide us within the cells of ourselves to the degree to which we are under cellular oppression. not realizing, thinking that we've just been having fun and the partying, the drinking, the smoking, the getting high, the inebriation, intoxication, all of this undermines the capacity that we have to create heaven on earth. To be in a place and space where we think, oh, well, life is a... And I'm saying, oh, life is absolutely divine. And the fact that we have come through the wombs of our mothers sparked by this divine sacred fluid from our fathers, that we should have had a complete orientation towards the divinity of existence and been socialized and cultivated to have an understanding and an understanding and a conscious care to be standing in the integrity of the divinity of our own beings. But that would have been too much like right. Under the auspices of those who work so hard to be out of alignment with the right, with the light. So our proper response is to consciously use every moment of every day to exalt a full effort in realizing that we, as a global humanity, are a family under the auspices of the intelligence of existence, that is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. And there are no ones who've been authorized by it to be a detriment to itself as all selves. And this is why I am emphasizing the need for us to realize that there was already pandemic. And that which they're calling COVID-19 or the coronavirus is not the pandemic. The pandemic has been in the perpetuation of the heart disease, the diabetes, the strokes, the heart attacks, the aneurysms, the fibromyalgia, and all of these other things from AIDS to ZITs. We've already been under pandemic, and with all of that, that has been perpetuated by a food industry that is founded by the slaughter of creatures and then feeding those carcasses to us as food so that the justice that is in full effect is the animal's justice in wreaking havoc within our own tissues. And so we can be cleansed from it, and we in this now moment should exercise a full effort in doing that which is truly going to give us leverage over it. And to know that this now moment is full of opportunity to facilitate the reversal of all issues, because the body is so intelligent that once we stop giving it meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, and be in a violation upon the rest of our family. See, we have not been including all of the creatures as family. And they are completely intelligent also. And the violation and the murder and the capitalization off of billions of creatures is enough to sink our whole ship, that is Mother Earth here. And of course, Mother Earth is so dynamic that she is not going to allow disobedient ones to truly pull her so far down that she loses her spin, that she forgets who she is as Mother. And so we have to come to a point in place where we are no longer complicit, complacent, or co-conspirating with our own demise, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we will exalt a full effort in our living wherever we are. And to realize that fasting, coming to a point in place where we are fasting from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, and all of that, you understand, being in a place and space where now the mandate for mask to shop and to transact business, and being in a place where we are under fascism, really, you know, but because they have manipulated the mindsets of so many of us to the degree to which we will accept it without question, because they are cooking the books and inflating the numbers, and they've been given a daily toll of all of the ones having heart attacks. So if we knew on a daily basis that in America and on this North American continent that we had 15, 20,000 people who passed away on a daily basis from heart attacks, and another 12,000 that died daily from strokes, and another 15,000 died from complications from surgeries. I'm talking about all over the planet, all over the United States, I mean. So that in the course of 10, 12 major diseases, to have 10, 12,000 people dying, it's like, you know, this is dwindling the population, but we can't really see it because we're not seeing it all. But this is really where we have to consciously care to do that which is truly in our own best interest, to know that we should not be undermining our gift. And the gift is the gift of life, to be in a place and space where we feel worthy and deserving, and knowing that we can create a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to really function under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where, regardless of what they do, it's not what they're doing, it's how we're being that truly matters. And the essence of being is still the divinity. The essence of being is still the virtue of integrity with that which is causation and foundation in existence itself, to be in a place and space where we realize that the Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. There is nothing that can work against us when we are wise enough to do nothing to undermine ourselves. When we are wise enough to understand not to undermine ourselves. Being in a place where you're exalting a full effort in your living is your right response to being under siege. And to know that we represent families. And by the time we think about not just our parents, but our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our great-great-great-grandparents and the great-great-great-great and the great-great-great-great-great and the great-great-great-great-great and the great-great-great-great. You understand, we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to truly honor and glorify them. And to know that through the cellular liberation that comes as a result of no longer feeding from the flesh of carcasses and the aborted fetuses of hens and chickens and things, and to be in a place and space where we are no longer supporting the tobacco, alcohol, and sugar industry that is so polluting the blood, defiling the spirits that we are, so that the cleaner we become internally, the more power we have in the world external to us. But if you don't want to be powerful, if it's not a care, if it's not a desire, the power to be discerning, the power to see the light, the power to make distinctions as to what's actually happening, and to be in a place and space where nothing and no one has a greater authority in your life than that which beats your heart and breathes you. See, we have the opportunity in this day and time to transform all of the situations and circumstances into that which truly serves our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance from all of the things. But to realize that we have been a detriment to ourselves, and therefore when you are a detriment to yourselves, that means you have been a detriment to your family, to your lineages, and to your children. And because child abuse has been a foundation of what we've all experienced in being fed hot dogs and hamburgers and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet and all of these things. I'm just saying is that we have to realize that this is part of the system of oppression. You understand that we have been all impacted generationally under the colonialism, the conquest, you understand, and it's just become more subtle in the sense that we couldn't just continued being hung and beaten and raped and sodomized, even though that stuff still goes on. The issue for us is realizing that the systemic oppression is through the food, or what they call food that isn't food for us at all, which is why there is so much obesity, in that people are eating that which the body cannot utilize and does not recognize as food. So that as we are really consciously caring to live the rest of our lives and not be dying the rest of our lives, to come to that place and space where it truly matters, and to know how phenomenal the intelligence of existence is, that when we consciously exalt a full effort in our living, by loving ourselves and ourselves, by truly forgiving and releasing and letting go the toxic thoughts, the toxic chemicals, the things that have been oppressive, that we have opportunity to truly rise in this now moment. And the resurrection is mental, is spiritual, as well as a physical, so that no matter where we are, we're standing like the trees with our roots going deeper and deeper into the soils of absolute truth, and that our hearts and our minds are open for the light of the absolute and eternal sun to really be vivid in expression in our lives, as our lives, and to come to a point and place where we are quite all right with being righted in life. To be in a place and space where it is to our benefit to consciously care to be a benefit, to be a blessing, to stand in light of the truth of the all that we are and the sacredness and the divinity of being directly. To come to that point and place where we stop acting like we are not the ones that we were born to be, and that it matters that we are setting the precedent for how to literally transform, transcend and transmute everything towards our greater good, because that's the power that we have. And to know that you always have opportunity to get support in the reversal of whatever your issues are in sickness, illness, and disease. And that number for life support is 678-760-9299. The intelligence of existence is the greatest, the lowest, and the highest common denominator with us, between us. And it is the reality of our true family existence. As family, we are family. That there is a need for our conscious care in our now moment to truly stand on behalf of life, to stand on behalf of light, to stand on behalf of being thinkers. You understand, we should have been able to outthink a system of sickness, illness, disease, and oppression and whatnot. So can't really put a monetary value on our life currency. And that's why it's so necessary for us to have an understanding and an understanding as to what is needed in our now moment to be wise enough to take whatever cash flow, cash currency, paper currency we have, and be in a place where we are facilitating the enhancement, the increase, the magnification, the amplification of our life currency, to be able to truly regenerate and rejuvenate ourselves and our cells. And so over these last, I don't know how long it's been, 40 some years, you know, I haven't had a job really since 1992. And so whenever I get money, generate money, be given money, I'm going to invest in new blood. You understand? To do that which really facilitates the cleansing of the cells, the oxygenation. So getting the greens, the parsley, the watercress, the spinach, the dandelion, the arugula, the, you know, really nourishing the cells, because we are here to create new blood. See, everything that we're consuming is creating the substance and the quality of our blood, So we invest in ourselves, and do that which is going to truly provide the nutriment. You understand? See, under capitalism and the psychology of undermining one's intelligence to always exalt a full effort. See, this is how the advertising works, in that we have been socialized and behaviorally modified through the chemicals that are in the foods, the nitrates, the nitrites, the stabilizers, the food enhancers, the preservatives and whatnot, to put us in a place and space where we're not able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against. And so we now have opportunity to outthink it, to realize the scheme behind it, as to how we've come to a point and place where there are tens of thousands of us dying on a daily basis, not from COVID, but from the heart attacks, the heart disease, the strokes, the upper respiratory diseases, the pneumonia, the influenza, the all of these things, and we don't have to participate, and we can reverse these issues. And that's why I do what I do, and I'm so grateful to WRFG for allowing me to be here over these last 21 years now, speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, and our deliverance. Liberation from oppression, liberation from the scheme to put us in a place where we're powerless, that we are just cogs in a wheel of capitalism, that we have really thwarted the progression of our lineages because our education, our religious training, our socialization has all worked towards that end. And so now that we have opportunity to see truly the impact and the effect of what decades and generations of misalignment and miseducation and religious indoctrination have done to us, we have the ability to clear and cleanse ourselves from it, so that we are setting the precedent for our reconciliation, our right alignment, being in a place and space where it truly matters that we stand corrected. I'm going to share with you a piece that I wrote not too long ago, recently, the most recent piece I wrote, and I don't write that often. But anyway, the whole of humanity is being called to rise from the valley of the shadow of death and the ditches of degradation, to awaken from slumber under the tenets of oppression, racism, sexism, exploitation, genocide, and depopulation. The true pandemic of heart disease, cancer, upper respiratory disease, stroke, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, fatal accidents, liver and kidney disease, and all other issues are the results of cellular oppression via the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and the plethora of chemicals contained therein as preservatives, hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides, larvicides, nitrates, nitrites, flavorings, stabilizers, shelf life enhancers, plus the pharmaceuticals, the effect of which is behavior modification. So liberation must happen at the cellular level. The evidence of behavior modification is the reality that despite the true pandemic and the issues people are encumbered with, they still exert very little effort in changing their buying and eating habits. They're unable to connect the dots in the realization that the profiteers of the meat, dairy, egg, chicken, sea creature, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industries that constitute at least 99% of what they consume are the same lineages that captured, enslaved, hung, beat, raped, castrated, set us afire, tarred and feathered us, classified us as less than human, and set the precedent that material things have more value than our lives. These are the lineages who are heavily vested in the prison industrial complex, the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical and biotech industries, insurance companies, hospitals, surgeries, as well as organ and tissue harvesting. Despite the global outrage and protest of the failure of the Minneapolis Police Department to arrest and charge each officer involved with the George Floyd murder, and the barrage of police killings prior to and since then, people have yet to initiate any outrage at the global genocide and depopulation through the death industries, the impact and effects of which include every body, even the police officers. A show of numbers in the streets will never be as effective as each one, wherever we are, recognizing and acknowledging the divinity of the body temple. No longer bringing the flesh, blood, progeny, and chemicals into our bodies through the stuff they call food, and then our consistent cellular cleansing, allowing us to withdraw emotional, mental, physical, financial, and spiritual support from the death industries as the means and method of saving our youth, teaching them through our examples, allowing us to earn our rights towards real salvation, real life, real love, and real liberty while on earth, an opportunity to qualify for continued existence after our earth residency. There is no government, religious, or educational institution that is authorized by the law of existence or the Creator's will to legislate or perpetuate death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And they will consciously try to have the right and the power to determine that everyone on the planet must be vaccinated from this farce of a coronavirus pandemic that does not in truth exist. So our consciously caring to be in alignment in the integrity of who we are matters. On behalf of all orders of being, youth, and unborn generations, I urge you to consider how amazing it would be if we each take personal responsibility in redirecting our lives, our energies, and our resources from producing, manufacturing, distributing, advertising, promoting, and consuming products that offer little or no nutritive substance whatsoever, rob us of existing minerals and vital substances, offering us artificial this, artificial that, dyes, chemicals, preservatives, stimulants, hormones, and such other behavior-modifying food additives, creating an artificial people. The only way to take control of our lives, reverse the diseases that are plaguing our global communities, is to take control of our personal habits, desires, thoughts, and actions. To take control by taking our lives, our monies, our resources, and children out of the influences of those whose products and ways promote sickness, illness, disease, and death. And that's the responsibility that we have as maturing ones, to realize that nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. You understand? So in this now moment, we're being forced to rise or to submit and surrender unto the efforts of those who really do not have anybody's best interest at heart. And so I'm the one to encourage you to realize this is our time. And we can do this. So in our moments with ourselves, regardless of what you're doing, and more people are doing everything that they're doing from home, so be at home in your body temple and do the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, so that you are always benefited by every situation and circumstance. This now moment is an eternal now moment. It has always been, it always shall be. The issue is, will we participate properly with it? And to consciously care to raise completely up so that we are not facilitating our own demise, and where we have participated in our own cellular oppression, to realize that we have the opportunity right now for a better thought and for right action in consciously clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, exalting a full effort to be harmonized with the will of existence, and to know that in order for us to circumvent some of the devastation that is already scheduled as a result of the violation of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures, then our conscious commitment to live, to honor and glorify the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call and those whose names we'll never know, but to be in a place and space where we are mindful, thoughtful, caring, to be the vehicles and vessels of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency, to be vivid in our own self-expression and self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, that which blazes the sun and has the world spinning, to know that there is no political consciousness that is greater than that. There is no wealth that we can access that is greater than who and what we already are. And to come to a point in place where you will reach for life consistently, daily, the waters, the green foods, the fruit, the vegetation, the earth. And to assist you in that, your number for life support is 678-760-9299. We cannot be supportive of our own oppression and separation and violation and all of that and have the fullness of our living. It is our time to raise completely up and to know that divinity is the essence of all there is. We are dwelling in the reality of eternity, animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are its children, and we're here to exalt it as our absolute reality. On behalf of all of those through whom we've come, those who couldn't come, we didn't allow to come, those who are with us, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. This is our time. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.